2. Quentin caught a red light at 2nd at Townsend, a block from the new ballpark, and not 30 yards from the Chandlery.
"Oh, my goodness," Tipsy said from the passenger seat.
"Yes," Quentin adjusted his shades. It was 5:25, and they were facing directly into the setting sun. Not many people stop for a red light anymore. Tipsy, her knuckles whitening around the in-dash grab bar, said to the windshield,
"Such a nice man, preempting a girl's getting T-boned by two lanes of cross-traffic."
The real reason is that 1973 230 SL passenger doors are hard to find.
"You should write a book on the steeds of chivalry."
"After I've catalogued the steeds of Folsom Street," Quentin sniffed under his shades, "I doubt I'll have any paper left." Tipsy looked out the passenger window, looked again, and smiled in spite of herself.
"Maybe you should take a frame out of this guy's movie."
Quentin looked. "All I see is an acre of burnt orange sheet metal."
"Up periscope," Tipsy suggested.
Quentin leaned forward and angled his glance up and through the windshield about 45 degrees above the plane of the hood. "It's a Humvee."
"You're the expert on steeds."
Tipsy angled her own line of sight up through the passenger window.
"Can you see any of the video screens in that thing?"
"Why?"
"I can't tell you without embarrassing myself."
"Give me a hint."
"Wait till the light turns green."